During President Obama's administration, over 2 million undocumented immigrants have been deported. And now a Miami man detained in Chrome Detention Center might be facing the same fate. But protesters gathered outside the center last night pleading for his release. As reporter Sam Luvisi tells us, the protesters want Miami's Immigration Field Office director to use executive authority to release the man.
Members of immigration reform groups and family members of Julio Cesar Perez Rojas gathered to demand he be released. He's a Miami construction worker who's been detained by immigration officials for the past 6 months. The man's court hearing is scheduled for next month. His wife, Yosefa, also faces deportation but has not been detained. They have 3 children. Groups protesting included Homestead Equal Rights for All, We Count, the Florida Immigration Coalition, Students Working for Equal Rights, and United Families. Myra Rubio is part of Homestead Equal Rights for All.
Well, we have actually had a pretty good success. I think we've had about 4 cases that have been successful and they have been able to stay here. We hope that it's the same for this case, but I'm very hopeful.
Brenda Perez, Perez Rojas's 20-year-old daughter, says she and her 2 younger siblings are coping with the situation by praying that their family's story may help others.
Maybe it had to happen to us so we could, like, show other families that just like us, we're not alone, because we thought we were alone until we found We Count and ERA to support us and to let us know that we were not alone, that we could speak up, not to be afraid.
She and her siblings, with the help of the organizations, have also started a petition to call for their father to remain in Florida. I'm Sam Luvisi in Miami.
2 years after a hit-and-run accident that killed a Miami cyclist, a bill with tougher penalties for drivers who flee the scene of such accidents has been signed into law. The Aaron Cohen Life Protection Act was created after the driver who killed Aaron Cohen was sentenced to 22 months. The driver had been drinking before the accident, but since he departed the scene, there was not enough evidence to prove it. Governor Rick Scott signed the law in Key Biscayne just yesterday, with Cohen's family in attendance.
This happened a year and a half ago, and the legislature reacted. They've increased the penalties, so hopefully this won't happen to somebody again. You can't imagine how this will change somebody's life.
Thanks to the bill, those hit-and-run penalties the governor is speaking about are now the same as DUI manslaughter. Besides the minimum 4-year sentence, drivers will lose their license for 3 years. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.